KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Urban legends are what they need to be. They're stories that evolve, morph, or mutate to fit the times they're told in. Candyman is an urban legend about an urban legend, a pop culture prodigy that calls itself a spiritual sequel to the 1992 slasher classic. The film's first good idea is the elegance of its physical setting. Gone is Chicago's Cabrini Green housing project, the grim concrete barracks that were haunted by fear of a ghostly black Avenger with a hook for a hand. In a time of gentrification, they've been replaced by stylish lofts. One of them is occupied by the legend's new hero, not Helen Lyle, the white graduate student played by Virginia Madsen in the original, but Anthony McCoy, a black artist in search of a theme. Anthony, who's played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, shares the apartment with his girlfriend, Brianna Cartwright, an affluent gallery director played by Teyonah Parris. The second stroke of inspiration is relocating the story to the glitter and babble of the art world. The artist finds the theme that will consume him, compulsively recapitulating Helen's quest for the source of the Candyman legend. The director, Nia DaCosta, and her colleagues find a way to expand their slashifications into provocative reflections on the white world's fear of supposedly menacing black men and on the power of art to shape our understanding of the world around us. Anthony transforms the mythical elements of the Candyman tale, the hole in the wall, the mirrors, the medicine cabinet, into Say My Name, a startling installation with a clear reference to the Black Lives Matter movement. At first, a condescending white art critic has nothing good to say about it. When he becomes infamous, though, thanks to his piece being associated in the media with a new spasm of slasher killings, she's impressed. "Your work is so macabre," she tells him. All of a sudden, it seems eternal. The film has its narrative glitches, but it goes far beyond Chicago's posh neighborhoods to amplify the meaning of its source material. What Anthony finds during his research does full justice to the franchise's conventions, the hook implanted in the bloody stump, the swarming bees, the summoning of the horror by repeating Candyman 5 times. But the artist's search bears stranger fruit. He discovers a long and anguished history of one Candyman after another. All of them were victims of white-on-black violence before coming back to haunt their oppressors, and the most recent of them is a figure in an all-too-familiar story of urban life, an innocent black man shot to death by white cops. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in early September with a report from the Telluride Film Festival.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.